online, radio, and TV.
Welcome to the next level.
From Manhattan, Kansas, this is Duo. Live from Duo Studios in Manhattan, Kansas.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Life. With your host, Seth Neiman. Katrina Abbott. And Chris Harlan.
Hello, audience. Welcome.
Hello.
To life. It's the first episode.
With Malia,
that's true, with Malia. Let's see if we can get her microphone working here. Talking to that thing.
Hey, girl, hey.
Look, we can hear her. Everything's gravy then, isn't it?
Yay.
Yes. Welcome to life. It's Rocktober 1st! Or the 3rd, if you're listening, not live.
Oh, yeah,
like,
third. That is true.
99.8 of you are listening on iTunes instead of live, but that's okay. We've got some news for you people who are listening live here in about 3 seconds.
3, 2, 1.
We're moving the show from Monday nights to Sunday afternoons.
You're welcome, New York.
The real reason is because
Chris.
Of Chris and her love of Castle.
It's true.
She just couldn't wait.
She is our scapegoat. Is your microphone on?
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Nope.
Yes, I can see it says on. But I'm not there.
There we go.
There's something to be said for the fact that Malia, who has said, I think, a total of 2 words on the air, has better mic technique.
Hey.
Three words, Hamp.
I go Hamp in the motherfucking paint.
Has better mic technique than Chris does.
No, it just wasn't working.
Uh-huh, that was it.
Scapegoat.
Yeah, I know, I'm always a scapegoat.
Anyway, so we're moving the show to 2 p.m. on Sundays. Sunday afternoons. That way it's noon in California.
Duo Radio starts it.
That's right. But that's what we want people to listen to, because otherwise you have to pay for it. So actually don't listen to it and give me a dollar.
Yeah.
But
like
we're moving it to 2 o'clock on Sunday. So set your internet DVRs and watch the show live.
Set your Google calendars.
Now I can't hear you. You know what happened is that my brothers and my son was over here yesterday just playing with my board.
Your brother? It wasn't my fault.
They played Minecraft on this computer and they yelled at me that I wasn't fast enough. Like, you have a better mouse, you have a better keyboard, because we can't play Minecraft. I'm like, no, it's meant for radio, it's not meant for Minecraft!
They also downloaded it onto my computer.
Yeah, they downloaded it onto my iMac, onto Chris's MacBook Air, onto my MacBook, and onto the Mac Mini that we use for the studio. All 4 of my computers have Minecraft now. And I have 2 brothers.
Someone should have used the show prep time and gotten all the systems ready.
I did use the show prep time. In fact, I was doing that last night during one of our other announcements I have to make.
Okay, who's our sponsor this
About
week?
Some shows they have to do. We're not ready for sponsors.
Okay,
how
it's
dare
not sponsor
you?
Time.
How dare you hijack
I
the show?
I was just trying to move the show along.
How dare you?
I felt
you?
Like we were at a standstill. It was time to move.
How dare you?
I'm sorry.
Anyway, if you're watching
am I not a co-host now?
No, you're not. Your name ain't in the show.
Nope.
If you rearrange the word life, it smells.
It smells bad. What does it smell?
I should have just moved on.
Yeah.
I should have just moved on.
That was my cue.
But I have to tell all the people that are watching this live to text us and to call us. The phone number is 505-750-0304. Shoot us a text message. We'll read it on the air. And you can also email us on our weekly listener letters segment at life@duo.com. LIFE shift2dewh.com. That's our email address.
Occasional blogs by me.
That's right.
You can comment on. Yeah.
That's true. Katrina has been blogging as of last week. Not
I've got 3 up right
now. Much this week. But we appreciate your comments, especially when they're underhanded and sarcastic. Those are my favorite. But go read their blog at duo.com/blog. This week's sponsor is hotels.com.
Hotels.com.
We're happy to have them back. The reason that they are back is because the holidays are coming up. What do you do during the holidays?
You
avoid your family.
And you get a hotel.
Wait, that's the opposite of what we're supposed to be saying. You go to a hotel and you stay there so you don't have to stay with your family. You avoid them that way. Hotels.com has some great rates. So go to duo.com, click the hotels.com link, and book your hotel room and everything right there.
Okay.
See why I didn't stop?
Because
The music ended like that.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
I just went ham.
Masterful.
All over that music.
No, you did not.
I did. Totally did. So
it's an accidental.
There's a new face if you're watching us live, and a new voice
a
if
new
you're
shoulder.
Not. This is Malia.
Hey.
She's joining us today, getting the full podcast experience.
Poof covers me.
That's worse.
Now
that's
you're
worse.
Covering that's her kids.
Way worse.
Like,
sending the minority.
Lean back
to the floor.
Can
lean
you
back.
Lay, can you lay on the floor?
Lean back. There you go.
What,
there
you
go.
Want me to get in the back of the bus? Actually?
Yeah, that's what I want you to do. I want you to sit all alone in the back of the bus behind the plastic partition. As another minority, I can say jokes like that. You two can't. Okay.
I
Polish.
Can. I have.
Oh, what? When's the well, Germans yeah, been over?
German.
No. I mean,
oh,
I can.
There's no more Wiener Schnitzel in the Hy-V. Is that what you're worried about? Is that when you've been oppressed? Let's hear it.
No, they're out of my lederhosen. My lederhosen are too tight.
Anyway, it took us all of 5 minutes to get incredibly racist.
Shocker.
Yeah.
You can thank Malia for that. Racism is truthism, so.
Anyway, so welcome, Malia, to life. Hope you enjoy yourself. We've got another hour of this, so prepare.
Da-da-da-da.
Excellent.
Yeah, we're only halfway done.
Not even.
And the worst part is still coming. The worst part is definitely still coming. So, let's address the elephant in the room. The time change.
I'm like, I don't
you're going to be like, let's address Katrina.
Like,
So, the time change. Do we want to talk about that at all? I mean, essentially,
time's changed.
We essentially moved it because we've gotten tons of complaints about the time of the show being...
And we are complaining.
Well, and we were complaining as well about the time of the show being far too late and... Well, I just didn't have time to do prep because sometimes I have to do other work. You know, I have 40 jobs. It's a requirement of me to work every once in a while.
Pay your bills.
Well, that doesn't require me to work. I just pay them. And then give a lot of money to my ex-wife. Did I already say that? I shouldn't have said that. Anyway,
probably not.
Let's move on. So the show is now Sunday at 2 p.m. Central Time. We play an hour of dual radio just like we do now. And then at 3 o'clock, we do an hour and a half of life. And it's still live at duo.com/live, and all the phone numbers and everything else was changed. Another reason for this time change, and this is actually probably the main reason,
and I
don't know if Katrina knows this or not, I'm having to rearrange the schedule because I'm getting back into podcasting. We're doing a ton more shows. By this time in October/November, so I'm going to say by this time next month, we should have 6 shows on the network. I'm hoping for 8. 6 are for sure happening. We're going to have 6 shows. And so that means that we have 2 right now, Duo Radio and Life. So that means that we have 4 new shows coming up that we're going to announce in the next few weeks. And then I'm hoping that we can announce 2 more. One of the shows may be sitting in this room. Just making a hit. Just saying. Show meeting. Katrina, do a show. Okay, it's a show meeting there. Here we go. So anyway, you'd be checking up on the stream because we're doing a lot of test shows right now, and I don't really announce them, but randomly in the evenings and in the afternoons on weekends, there'll be live shows. If you watched us last night, you saw like 3 hours of a show that we're going to be launching in the next week or so.
Lame.
So it's a pretty big time around Duo, and buy some shirts so I can afford to do all this because I still have 40 jobs even
Don't
though I'm
that.
Adding shows. So yeah.
Yeah.
And when I said I had topics earlier, that was it. So now we're done. Oh, Katrina wrote one on here. She wrote Katrine, _ Saturday-drinks, speaketh.
Oh, it was just a fun little story.
Okay, well tell your little story.
Okay, so you know how we
Nope, I don't.
Okay, that's my story.
Okay.
Okay, can I tell a story about Seth now and Saturday?
She totally
Friday?
Interrupted our joke to tell her own story.
Yeah.
Okay. That's something you would do.
No, it's okay. Let her tell her story.
Okay, go ahead. Tell your story, babe.
So, on Friday, me and Seth went out to dinner. And Seth...
We did?
I know the story.
...got wings. And as he was eating his wing, he flipped it into his pop. And then... He didn't know anyone there, so he had to reach into his pop with all these new people and fish out his wing.
It was defied physics.
But the question is, did you still eat it?
It was meatless. You don't know this about me because we just met a few minutes ago.
Well, he'd already eaten all of it.
Oh.
I could eat nothing but wings every second of every day for the rest of my life until I die of wing overdose. Okay, I am a wing machine.
It is true.
I'm
a machine. Anything with fried chicken and I'm there. So
I love
wings.
Okay, so you will understand this, that I was licking the wings, like the wing meat, off the bone until it was just a little tiny leg. Yeah. And I was squeezing the wings so hard to get every succulent juice that it's... Whoop, out of my fingers and directly into my cup. Defied physics, gravity, other sciencey things, and landed directly into my cup. And I'm sitting in this room. We were at a party for Chris's friend. And you knocked my cord out, Katrina. My OCD kicked in.
Should be a new rap song. Wang in my cup. Instead of drank in my cup.
I got a wing in my cup. Yeah.
That sounds
I was not
bad.
Thinking wing. I was not thinking that. Anyway, what was I talking about?
Images.
It could be you're one talking of your about other how jobs.
Made be
the,
a rapper.
Made the wang tastier.
How many what? Jewish rappers are there? What?
Modest Yahoo. Drake.
Oh, touche.
I know. I always got Drake. I know, I always got Drake.
But he's only a halfie. Does that count still?
Yeah, sure.
Yes. Not a bar mitzvah, I guess. No, wait, yeah. No. It yeah, counts because his mother's Jew. If his dad was Jew, it wouldn't count. He wouldn't
oh,
be
the
Jew.
Chosen one. My bad.
Just saying, it's a fact. So technically, he's not a half Jew. He's full
Katrina,
Jew because
Katrina
his mom.
Knows everything about Jews too.
Apparently,
so, yeah, she's a Jew
she's
expert.
A Jewologist.
Yeah.
That's me.
She majors in Jewology.
Anyway, back on the non-racist tracks here. I don't remember what I was talking about. But anyway, I was at this party with these ladies who I assume were all looking at me as the wing flew into the cup. And then I was looking around
they
like,
weren't.
Is anyone going to see me reach into my cup and just grab this wing? So I'm just like, scratch the first. Got the wing. And then I drank the Pepsi and it tasted better. So, you know, there's that. Wing-flavored Pepsi. Pitch that to the marketing execs there.
Gross.
Your neck feel okay?
No.
Because you just stretch for like 10 minutes. It was like that scene of Madagascar with
no,
a giraffe.
No, it's because I can't get it to pop. Like, I turn my head and it just won't pop and it hurts.
Well, most people, when they turn their heads, their neck don't pop.
Just grab her head really quick and like
just shake like, Katrina. So I'm going to take your head and pull it out and see what happens.
Yeah, that would be good.
Okay.
I like that idea.
So let's hear your actual story now that story was told in its place.
My actual story was, you know how Colby was here and we tried to, you know, drink awful Dos Equis.
Yes.
And
tried.
Them.
I succeeded.
Hey, I succeeded too.
Until it came back.
But anyway, so my dad had a gathering of people this Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Wait for it.
Mm-hmm. What happened at this gathering? She's never listened to any shows, actually.
She's not. She's completely
great.
Funny. Completely naive of this.
Oh, down on the farm.
Yep.
Love it.
Oh, I forgot. It starts over again, so
another,
I can do this.
I've got another one. Just wait for it. You got to do the other one. And that one's ironically named Peach Cobbler.
Oh, is that the one you want next?
I love me some
I
peach
don't know.
Cobbler.
I thought that was the one.
That one. Peach Cobbler is the one I just played.
Oh, that's what I thought.
See, this one isn't hillbilly enough for her.
Well, where's my storytelling song? Where's my storytelling song? That's not my story.
This one's good for her. I like this one. This is a good
it's
song
for
Katrina.
It's got the German vibe to it,
yeah.
too.
No.
Here's her story song, though. But we usually play this at the end of stories, like... Oh, then I dropped my phone. I'm Katrina. That's the idea behind that.
That's
one.
Pretty good timing, too.
Yeah.
No, anyway, so.
That's what I'm paid to do.
My dad had a gathering of people of sorts this weekend.
Okay.
And one of his friends was actually drinking Dos Equis, and all I could do was think about you. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm Dos Equis. I was like, how's that tasting to you?
Did you think about that time that I poured the Coke from up here into my glass?
I was referring more to when I was spitting it out and almost. Out my nose.
Stay
but
thirsty,
yeah.
My friends.
Yeah. We need to put that video up sometime.
I thought you had.
I hadn't.
I'm telling Trevor to watch it. No wonder he's not watching it.
I've gotten emails about it, but like, where's it at, Seth? In fact, I think I'm going to read one today about that exact episode.
That's surprising.
But yeah, I need to put that up.
You should do
for
that. For $40. You should do your job.
I know. I know. It's
sell it for $1 million.
That he doesn't.
That's why we're moving it to Sundays, so I have more time to work on it.
Yep.
That's the whole idea.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and one other thing I want to mention about the Sunday movie. The show day is not changing. It'll still be released on Wednesdays.
It's just if you want to watch it live, you got to watch it.
If you
want to
watch
it
live, it'll be on Sundays. So now, instead of us being 3 days not current, we're going to be 4 days not current.
As I went like this.
Yeah.
3 days not current.
Instead of being 3 days, we're going to be 4 days.
I don't bet.
Prepare yourself for that. So, yeah. So that was it. Just you saw Dos Equis and it reminded you of 2 weeks ago.
It just made me think of our shindig with Colby.
I have heard after I drank those Dos Equis and we played Never
Passed
Have
out.
I Ever and blacked
Never
out on the
I
futon.
Ever. It was great.
And then somehow ended up in bed. I don't remember how I got there.
I do. It's okay.
But after that, I've heard some hilarious stories about what you, Colby, and Chris had done that I don't remember. And apparently I answered some Never Have I Answered questions that I don't remember answering. So maybe on a bonus show sometime we'll talk about that.
Nope.
But maybe.
It's a cool story.
It's possible. It's
great.
Honestly, I can't talk about it because I don't remember.
Because you weren't there, technically.
I was.
He was
somewhere else.
Staring at the
ceiling. I was somewhere else. Absolutely.
In your mind hole.
So, any stories we want to talk about? Let's go around the room. Katrina, any other stories?
For those of you who actually do and
like being involved in my love life or lack thereof. I'm officially single. Is
woo!
I've been really trying. Me being dumb, attempted to go back with John, which was just dumb.
This we know. I mean, not the dumb part, but we know you went back with him.
Yeah, but I couldn't tell if like listeners really pay attention to that or not, so I just wanted.
Yeah,
to
they might hear
that.
John and just go. Oh.
That I'm done, and it's time for me to get my flirt on.
He flooded her room with tears. They're just everywhere.
Did he text that to you?
Text what?
He might as well have.
He still comments on your Facebook status.
I know.
Defriend the man.
No, I mean,
yes,
he knows
where we all live, and then he'll get angry and kill us all. Let's be for real here.
We actually ended on good terms this time, and so that's why he commented on my Facebook. And so yeah, because I haven't really talked to him. I haven't talked to him.
Gotcha.
Since Wednesday.
Okay.
It's been a week.
It's almost a week.
It's been a week.
Let's say it's been a week. If you're listening to this on Wednesday, it's been a week.
So yeah, exactly. It's been a week. See.
But you made it through a weekend, and that's the hard part.
Well, sure.
Yeah. I would also like to point out that this weekend was the first time I was in Aggieville, and you weren't. I was cooler
this
than
weekend.
This weekend
I went home, and I worked 10 hours. I worked 10 hours Friday and Saturday.
I worked 10 hours this weekend, too.
Total. I worked 20 this weekend total. Anyway, we can move on. That's my story.
Okay. Malia, still going around the room. Any stories you want to tell?
Oh, yeah. What was your...
And remember, you have to save one for what matters to me.
Okay. Well...
So, and you are allowed to say no.
Do the listeners know who Lucy is?
Yes. We all know that that's Katrina's dog that's never let out of the cage, has never loved or touched by Katrina, and has never fed.
And this, by the way, this is Malia, who is the one who actually feeds my dog.
Yes. This is Lucy's real owner. She didn't buy the dog, but she loves it like she did.
Kind of. Sometimes.
Well, loves it as much as you could love that dog.
I do love her, but if she licks me, then it's like, I'm going to die. But, okay, so I always feed Lucy, and I'm like, hey, Lucy, I have treats. And she gets all excited.
She pokes her nose through the cage bars. She just looks at it like,
she rips out of it.
I love treats.
But anyway, so I went to a petting zoo this weekend at the Renaissance Festival, and I thought of Lucy because I had a little cup of treats, and the sheep just came running. They were like, "Man!" And I was like, "Oh my god, too many treats!" And I kind of threw the cone and left.
I was tackled by a sheep at the zoo once.
They're vicious.
And I was a big dude. Like I think I was like 16 or 17, and a sheep like jumped on me to get my food and tackled me to the ground. It was like a scene out of Shawshank Redemption, but with a sheep. Sheepshank Redemption.
Everything.
Sheepshank Redemption. High proof.
Shawshank Redemption. Which one's better? Sheepshank or Shawshank?
Sheepshank.
Sheepshank.
Sheepshank Redemption.
But yeah, how was it? What else did you see at the Renaissance Fair that wasn't worth mentioning?
Well, I beat up a whole bunch of little kids in a little sword fight. That was pretty cool. I won. I was the only girl there, so it was awesome.
Were you talking in your British accent at this point?
I was. I was actually talking in my British accent, and I was like, oh, well, you know, I'm the only lady here, so I have to win now.
You know what would have been great is if you would have talked in a British accent this whole episode?
And then
because
like, oh,
everybody would have known that you were British, and then like the last 5 minutes you could have shattered everyone and be like,
oh, by the way, I'm from Texas. Hey, y'all. Since that's what everyone thinks you should sound like anyway.
If only we had done that. In fact, I know a girl from Texas, and that's how she sounded.
Really?
Yeah, it was terrifying.
Is she a Southern Belle?
She is. Well, you're from Dallas,
chicken?
Right?
Right.
Like, Dallas is the least Texas of all the Texas cities.
What? No.
I would say so.
We're the best Texas city.
I don't know. Houston's a lot. Well, I guess it depends on how you... Let's get racist. Let's say how you define Texas. So is Texas like the white people with the guns, or is it the Mexicans who run the Alamo? Which one is real Texas?
Okay, real Texas is the Mexicans running shit. I don't know why the U.S. wants to get rid of them or, you know, have all these immigration laws. That's how the world works in Texas.
In Texas.
They own everything.
Yeah, so that would mean San Antonio is the most Texas of Texas. Right.
They are pretty ghetto up there.
And then Houston is probably next.
AOSA, you watched the Spurs last night? That's basically
there
what
you
it
go.
Sounds like at San Antonio.
Yeah, and then all of them are like, yeah, we played on the Spurs. And
but the Spurs suck, so it's okay. The Mavs, let's go, Dirk.
Let's not.
What?
No.
As a fellow German, you need to speak up, Katrina.
She doesn't even know who that is.
I do know who it is.
She
does,
too.
What number is he?
He doesn't play anymore.
Dirk?
Oh, my God.
I know. I have Dirk Nowitzki. So
Katrina fails. I do know who he is.
I know who he is. He's retired, right?
God, no. I would.
When was the last time he won a finals, an NBA finals?
Katrina, you know this.
I know.
When was the last time?
When Malia flashed him.
What? Why wasn't I there for that?
It was recent.
It was
it
recent.
Was recent.
It's in the time I knew
it
Malia.
The best summer of my life.
And the worst summer of mine.
What? Are you not a Mavs fan?
I'm a Lakers fan.
Oh, dude, the Lakers are going to do crazy.
Yes,
this
they
year.
Are. They're going to be awesome.
Oh, my God.
But you swept us in that series, yeah. So I'm kind of upset about that. Never let go.
I pledge my allegiance to the Mavs, but I do love
Well, you are from Bryant. Dallas, so I have to respect the fact that you like the hometown team because so many people, like me, for example, who like the Lakers in LA,
right.
don't really like their hometown teams. Although, right. I will say, in my defense, I think my hometown team would probably have to be Dallas.
We don't really have a hometown team.
We don't really have a hometown
That's okay.
team.
That's okay.
Yeah, so.
Mavs are a good default.
Yeah,
Speaking
I guess.
Of Dallas, the boys are playing. They're playing Dub Bears. I just thought I had
And you're a football fan, too.
I am. Oh. Very much so.
Gotcha. Oh, we're just not good on all fronts. My dad's a Redskins fan.
Ooh.
So. I'm no, going to see
I
the Mavericks play, though, in October.
That's good. You should take
what?
Me with.
I
but
all
I'm rooting for Oklahoma City.
We're having two different
what?
Conversations.
Okay.
Yeah, they're my team.
Girl.
I hate OKC. I'm with you.
I don't hate them. I just don't like them either.
It's because you hate the state as a whole.
I
you
do.
Can't hate something.
It's the big shithole.
Well, like, we're going
BFO,
to the going to the OKC Dallas Mavericks game.
And you're going to be wearing
in
Mavs
Wichita.
Gear.
No.
And
we're going to be shunning Chris.
And I'm trying to decide who to root for because I really don't like the Mavs because of what they did to my Lakers. But I don't like OKC. Period.
Yeah, whatever. But, okay. You liked them last year, and you said, "Oh, maybe I should make them my team if the Lakers suck." That's exactly what
he
said.
Let's think about it this way:
he's
you
a
guys
team hopper.
Had a Laker on the Mavs. Oh, granted, I hate his
that's
guts.
That's true.
I did. Hate his guts, and I could go on forever about him.
Yeah.
So nah. That's he who shall not be named.
Yes, he who shall not be named because my blood boils.
Well. I used to be a Supersonics fan. Like, back when I was a kid, I loved the Supersonics.
So you should be an OKC
so
fan.
So it would make sense for me to be an OKC fan, but I'm also a K-State fan. So I have to like a team who wins. Because I can't put up with all this disappointment throughout the entire season and all this letdown and not have a professional team. That did it. So that's why last year I was like, okay, if my Lakers lose or get swept again, I'm jumping back on the OKC bandwagon just so I can like people. Because I am a dual fan. I like LeBron James, so I like the Heat.
Oh.
I love LeBron James. He's just like me. He's arrogant. He doesn't care what you think.
Oh,
just like
God,
me.
God, I hate him.
So
They have KU players on that team.
They have KU players on the Mavs.
No, they don't.
I know, but I was hoping you didn't know that.
They have them on OKC.
You can't get anything past her.
The one guy that never plays.
Aldridge. At least I didn't say Dirk Nowitzki was retired.
Touché. That's okay. Touché. At least Katrina could probably recognize Michael Jordan. I'll
name,
give her that.
Name one player besides Dirk who's on the Mavs. One player.
I'll give you a hint.
Even a player. Name one player who's ever played for the Mavs.
Katrina.
Like the one she just mimicked.
He who shall not be named is who used to play
then
on the Mavs.
She did have a point there.
Name him.
But what's his actual name?
She can't say his name. I'll get mad.
I can't.
Hulk Smash.
I say that doesn't count then. You can't be like Voldemort
okay,
and not
say it.
Voldemort.
You say
yeah,
it.
Yeah, plug ears. Plug ears.
Lamar.
She got his first name.
I'm pretty sure his last name is Odom, but I don't actually know his last name for positive.
He was on like the Kardashian show. Like I would figure you would know him just from that.
There's a poster of last year's roster in my
room. She's got it.
Well, he only played like in four games.
There's a post-it note over his face that says "Crybaby bitch shouldn't be a Maverick."
And he plays for the Clippers now.
Yeah.
Right. He doesn't even deserve that. He needs to go to, like, Milwaukee or something.
Milwaukee would love him. Yeah. And he's making a lot of money playing for the Clips this year, which doesn't make any sense at all.
That's okay.
Why are we talking about sports?
One little thing. I didn't think he was retired so much as he doesn't play for the Mavs anymore when I said he doesn't play
The Mavs
anymore.
Are his team. Started
so
there,
he's not
there.
Leaving. If he leaves Dallas, Dallas will kill him.
Because I thought that you had mentioned something that he's not there anymore. So
Jason Kidd
that.
Isn't there and Jason Terry isn't there.
Yeah. Okay. And that's who she just mimicked with her movements.
But anyway, so you should probably move past these sports things.
Probably.
Actually, let's just take our first... Oh, wait. We got to go. Keep going around the table. Chris, any story you want to talk about in the first segment?
She already did.
No, I already told my wing story, and that's all I got.
Weighing in a cup.
We didn't really do anything exciting this weekend. No. We moved a bunch of furniture, and now my arms hurt.
Wah.
There you go.
I have no muscles.
Okay. That's actually a great story. I'm going to prolong the break. Tell the story.
Oh, God.
So we...
This is about the spiders.
Did she complain about this to you already?
Yes,
oh my God. It's like the complaint of Vaughn.
Spiders are not to be messed
no,
with.
No, I'm terrified of spiders.
Let me show
Dude,
you.
Dude, I had the worst tweet today about spiders.
I got bit by a brown recluse.
Oh God, I don't want to see.
They don't play.
I don't want to see.
Okay. When did that happen? Do you have meds for that?
This was like a few years ago. Oh, okay. But it will take over.
I will agree that spiders are not good. I don't like spiders. But what happened is that we you hitting your nose and your microphone over there?
I started off on scratch and then I noticed the noise it was making, so then I kind of got distracted by the noise.
Okay. Anyway, we set up my son's room this weekend. So we brought in a bed and we brought in a couple chairs. And so my mom brought them up from Wichita. And she just laid her headphones on the microphone. It's like, let's tell a story. Let's make noise.
I can still hear.
Anyway. Since they were sitting out in my parents' shed for a while, the bed, we had to clean it first. Well, there were spiders and wasps, nests, it's a word I can't say, inside, and so Chris obviously didn't like to clean it. So I said, okay,
no.
We already carried one recliner upstairs, there are two of them.
I would like to point out that you carried in the easier recliner that came apart.
And I'd like to point out that we carried them from the house they were in to my parents, so we had already carried them twice before anyway. So that's a moot
point.
You're
a man.
But she said, supposedly. I said, I'll clean that for you if you carry the recliner upstairs. And she's like, yeah, I'll do it. I'm like, you can't carry it. It's too heavy. She's like, I've carried them before. I could do this. She made it up one flight of stairs.
I think that's pretty good.
Before she's like, I can't carry it anymore. And then she refused to clean. Even though I already got rid of all the spiders and all the wasps.
And he neglects to tell you that then I helped him carry it up the next couple flights of stairs.
Yeah, that's what she did. Yep. Let's take a break. Why is it so quiet?
Just go to break.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
This is Life.
Welcome back to Life, segment number two. It's our favorite segment, I think.
Girl.
It might actually be the letters.
No. Letters.
Letters is your favorite?
All the way.
What about search terms, which we're also doing today?
Yeah. I love search terms.
So this is what matters to us. Malia is new here, so she does not know about tradition! I have to yell it now because it's tradition.
She looks so scared. Yeah. She's so terrified.
We play rock, paper, scissors, and the person who wins gets to go last. Because no one wants to go first. Okay. Let's turn this off and get serious real quick. There's a really funny story. There's a really funny story about how Katrina once said.
A lot of things.
How three episodes in a row we did this because it's tradition.
No,
she lost all three times. First time she lost, she said, oh, I want to go last. We said, okay, that's a standard. Second time she lost, we made her go last. She goes, no, I lost, we get to go first. She was wrong. So next time, the exact same thing. And she swore that I was making it up to mess with her. And then we played the clips of her saying all three things, and it was hilarious. And she hates when I bring it back up, which is why I just brought it back up to embarrass her. It's the best. So yeah, anyway, what we do now is all four of us will play. You have something for what matters to us?
Nothing besides the hamps thing. I mean, if you really want me to go off on that, I can go off.
Just play anyway, and we'll just skip you when we get to you.
Okay.
How about that? So we're going to do tradition where we all play rock, paper, scissors.
This means we will no longer have a three-way tie.
Yeah,
at least not in the first round.
What if we four-way tie?
How are we going to do this? Like, what if two people have the same and two
people? You have a battle royale.
This is confusing now with four people.
No, you get two people, and then the winner of that.
Yeah, I think that might be how we have to do it. I don't think with four people, rock, paper,
Let's
scissors
try this.
Will work.
Let's just try it with four anyway, just
Let's
to
try.
Do it. Let's
just... Hold on. You got to explain how we do it. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
No, it's
one,
not bad because,
two,
like,
three,
if it's shoot. If it's rock, scissors, like, obviously they would beat both of us.
So then you and I
and then
would
they
just
would have, and then me and you would battle to see who goes last, and then they would duke it out to see who goes second.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Deal. We got this.
Yeah, deal. We got it. Okay, let's do this. One, two, three, shoot. Okay, what do we have? We have three scissors and paper. Malia is most definitely going first, which means that she's not because we're scaring her. So now,
shocker,
guess what, everybody, it's me. Back to us three doing the same thing we do every week.
Shocker that we tied.
And if we tie, I'm punching you in your face. I don't know who I talked to, but someone's getting punched in their face. Oh, we tied. What a shocker. What a shocker. Let's try this again. Okay, I lose, so I go first, Jamie. Now it's between Chris and Katrina. And Chris goes last. Katrina goes second. I also love how you lost every time until we proved you wrong, and then now it's just like normal. It's just great. I love this show. All right, let's see here. What matters to me as I sort through my 30 pages of show prep for today? Katrina?
Yes. Yes.
You ever heard of the mafia?
No, I don't believe I have.
What about organized crime?
Okay.
What do you think organized crime mainly deals in? And everybody in here can participate. Let's throw some ideas. What do you think?
Like drugs and guns.
Yeah, things like that. What do you think?
You have people swimming with the fishes.
Yeah, stuff like that. Cement shoes and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
I have a story here about the newest thing in organized crime. Something that they're smuggling.
Cigarettes from New York.
Not that.
Okay.
Throw out some more ideas.
Cocaine and sugar.
Nope.
Or baby formula.
Not that.
Baby formula.
Fish.
Diapers.
Not fish, not diapers.
Cheese.
Not cheese. That's a good guess, though.
CDs.
Not CDs.
Designer handbags.
Nope, but that's a good guess also. You're never going to guess.
Jewelry.
No,
give me a hint.
Guess. Challenge accepted.
It's a natural thing.
Animal, vegetable, or mineral?
Oil. It's oil.
It's not oil.
Dang it.
Rocks.
It's not rocks.
Diamonds.
But these are around rocks. It's not diamonds either.
Wheat.
Wheat?
Dirt? I don't know what's around rocks.
It grows from dirt.
Marijuana.
It's not marijuana. Let me just tell you.
Okay.
Opium.
Lumber.
What?
Lumber?
How do you smuggle lumber anyway?
It's not as glamorous as cocaine or diamonds, but the illegal logging industry has become very attractive to criminal organizations over the past decade. A new report finds that up to 90% of tropical deforestation can be attributed to organized crime, which controls up to 30% of the global timber trade. What?
Dun, dun, dun.
For years, environmental regulators thought that illegal logging was decreasing worldwide. But they were just looking in the wrong places.
Aw. I tried to play my owl, but it didn't work.
It was an owl. Because he lives in trees. That was a pigeon. Okay, your owl's not very good. I'm gonna be honest. That was just going hoo hoo. It's not a good owl. Just point that out.
What was your clip? That's exactly what it did.
Okay, that's better. That's better. What about can you imitate this one? That was Katrina as a horse.
We talked about that on the last show, didn't we?
I was trying to be good with my mouth.
That's actually a pretty good impression of you. Pretty good.
She'd be like, oh, I want to rather go get Starbucks.
I just like that one because it makes me treat a lot. Okay. Apparently, this report from the United Nations Environmental Program, the import and export records don't tell the whole truth about this logging incident. Apparently, the illegal logging has been rising. Criminals have become better at hiding their tracks. This includes forging permits, hacking trade databases, bribing officials, concealing the timber's true origin, and hiding illegal timber amid legal stocks.
Dun, dun, dun.
International crime organizations that get involved in the timber trade bring considerable resources and expertise. They are attracted by both the profits and low risk of being caught. Shipping timber, unlike ivory or drugs, is not illegal. There's a quote here from Christian Nelliman. Noted nerd. What we're shocked about is the sheer scale of timber that goes unaccounted for. In 2008, Indonesia officially exported 18.6 million more cubic meters of wood than in 2000. The addition of wood ostensibly comes from legal plantations, but most of these turned out to be bogus. Loggers simply cut down forests instead. Here's the worst part. Apparently, the good guys have formed this agency called the Law Enforcement Assistance for Forests, which spells LEAF, which no one is going to take seriously.
I think they did that on purpose.
Watch out, guys! LEAF is coming! Really?
I know it's blowing in the wind.
Here's what they're going to do, okay?
Okay.
They're going to coordinate the efforts of police and intelligence agencies to fight illegal timber internationally.
How are you going to do that when it's internationally? Because then you have to deal with international governments, and that's not going to work out very well because we don't do well.
Nelliman says...
Because what are we going to do? We're going to go in and bomb them.
I'm going to give you a nasty
splinters.
Tree cut. Splinter cut.
Splinter guns.
There will be more emphasis on catching the ringleaders and the mafia behind them.
Good luck with that.
The tree mafia.
So what is this, like a gang of lumberjacks?
Apparently. Like smoking cigars out by the trees. Smokey walks out of the corner. Give me some wood.
If we can't catch the mafia within the United States, how are we going to catch the mafia outside the United States?
Okay, I'm not gonna lie. I just threw two pages, and I only should have thrown one.
Great. And you always do that.
That's the one he should have thrown.
Yeah, I need the one with the letters on it that I just threw. Okay, Katrina, you're next. What matters to you? Oh, you know what? I'm supposed to be playing. Thank you, Malia.
Oh yeah, where's our music?
Yeah,
oh, jinx.
There it is. It's back.
Okay, so I found this, and I just think it's kind of ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
But other people probably won't.
Okay.
Researchers in New Zealand have genetically engineered a cow to produce milk with very little of the protein that causes an allergic reaction in some children. So basically they're making like a lactose-free milk.
That's awesome.
That's really
cool. I drink.
What's wrong with that?
I just think it's just the fact that they have to genetically engineer the cow. Like,
well, they're
just
not born lactose-free.
They hope the technique, which uses a process called RNA interference that reduces the activity of a certain genes without eliminating it completely, can be used to control other traits in livestock.
Okay.
They've been doing stuff like that for a while, though.
I just don't like it.
So lactose-free milk. What else can we genetically engineer animals to do better for us?
Have more muscle mass, less fat.
We do that, I know. And then, like, a better meat.
What about a chicken with wing sauce already attached?
It's born fried.
It's born fried and medium barbecue. That sounds awesome. What do you want, Katrina? You want non-mutant farm animals? Is that what you're thinking? Katrina grew up on a farm, and she just imagines walking out of her house, and there's a green cow like with a gun.
Whoa.
She's like, "I'm taking your wood, and you're not going to do anything about it."
Yeah, exactly.
Is that it?
I don't know. I guess.
Great story.
I know.
That was awesome.
Yay.
All right, Chris.
Okay.
Please save us.
If you go onto Google Street View.
Okay.
And you type in Jacksonville, Texas, or...
Where's that at, Malia?
I think it's in the South.
Okay.
Or somewhere...
She doesn't know. She thinks he's retired.
Or somewhere in New Mexico, but I can't find the city in New Mexico.
Okay. Albuquerque. Let's just say it's there.
Okay. In the sky is a UFO-shaped object in both places, and they look the same. They're pink with like a dome-shaped top and then kind of the standard like UFO-shaped body, and it appears in both. And it's pink, and all the other clouds around it are white, so it's not like a
cloud. Is it possible
that
it's a sunspot?
They're saying it's a flare. A lens flare.
Yeah, that's a sunspot. Like, you take a picture of the sun, you see, like, the light rays come down.
Right, but you can see light rays around it, but it doesn't look to be a light ray.
Well, you have a picture of it?
Yes.
Show us.
Here's one of them.
Okay, wow, that's pretty UFO looking.
Yeah.
Oh, and there's another one.
Here's the second, and there are two of them. That
one looks more sunspotty
to
me.
That one does. The first one looks very UFO-shaped.
But the fact that they're the same color and kind of the same shape on the same camera in a different city.
And they're both by McDonald's. So apparently,
that's what it is.
Those aliens want McDonald's.
Those Martians have a Big Mac attack.
Well, I mean, the Treehouse of Horror episode for The Simpsons is this weekend, so maybe they're just coming down early.
Maybe that's what it is.
That's probably what it is.
That's got to be what it is.
So, yeah, I just think...
That's interesting. Katrina, really any thoughts crazy. On that?
It's interesting.
Any other thoughts? What are you looking at on your phone over there?
And the baby she's neglecting.
Accident or battle wound?
Oh, she got another what matters to me. Let's do it.
News of the gruesome injury suffered recently by Nakai, an 11-year-old male killer whale at SeaWorld in San Diego, was kept quiet for a week until reporters... surfaced that a large portion of the mammal's chin area had been sheared off. Nearly 2 weeks later, it remains unclear exactly what occurred during a private after-hours show, but a leading
what is
researcher
going on with this whale?
Has suggested that Nakai's injury may have been caused by another killer whale.
Oh.
Okay, that's not
that was
that.
Good UFO music.
Yeah, that should have gone with my.
I was really like expecting like someone to do something weird with it, like a whale's chin, but then it just turned out to be another whale who's angry with him.
I don't know how to make a whale noise. Oh wait, no.
Hello.
For those who watch
Finding Nemo reference there, yeah, got that. You know what song Katrina loves since you've never been at the show? Well, she took her headphones off, so it doesn't really matter.
Boo.
What is this?
Neon Cat.
Neon Cat. You've never seen Neon Cat? I'll show you what Neon Cat looks like.
No, please don't. We have enough people on their computers
during
the show.
It's like the cat version of Gangnam Style.
Oh, my goodness. See the style. It's so, like a Pop-Tart with a rainbow coming out.
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah, yep. That's what Katrina loves. She loves that.
Hate you.
It's Katrina.
Oh, my God. I hate you.
Just the look I get is amazing. So, anything else that matters to us? Katrina, you want to find another story? Is that too good enough for you? I did like your cow one. I just didn't like your lack of commentary.
That's because I really don't have that much commentary. I just think it's weird. Like, that we continue to genetically engineer things.
Well, why is that weird to you?
I don't know. I just don't like it.
You don't like that we're genetically engineering things?
No, I don't. Because I feel
like... What about when we genetically engineer people to be immune to cancer? Are you going to hate that?
You're not going to be able to do that.
Why not?
It's not possible.
Well, people in the 1700s would be like, ooh, making a cow lactose free is impossible. Respond.
I got nothing.
You
to
can't.
That. Yeah. Nope.
I mean, they cloned that sheep.
That is true. Yeah, Dolly. True.
They do a whole bunch of stuff like that down at Texas A&M.
Yeah, a ton of it, actually. And I was about to read this What Matters to Me story today, but I read the one about the tree mafia instead because, really, the tree mafia... But it was about this guy who got cancer on his face and his ear. They had to cut off his ear to get rid of the cancer. And they regrew an ear on his arm.
That's kind of crazy. Why didn't you share that
crazy.
One?
That's messed up.
Could he hear
that's
from
really
it?
Really weird.
I don't know.
I don't approve.
I doubt it. But it, like he didn't want to wear a prosthetic. So he got a real fleshy ear. And
God,
they
first world
surgically.
Problems.
I know, right? Oh, I have to put on my prosthetic ear.
What the hell is this?
Can't you just grow one on my arm? My life is so terrible. Although he did have cancer, so.
Yeah, that kind of stinks. Yeah.
I mean, I guess first world problems would be like, oh, we need a lactose-free cow because we can't go buy silk.
Well, they make lactose-free milk.
They do.
They do. Delicious.
Yeah.
It is. You guys are haters. It tastes good with chocolate.
I'm lactose intolerant, so that's what I drink.
Hey, me too. Yeah. Minorities for the win.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Y'all and your full, like, antibodies.
I know.
It's because we're the pure race.
Racist. I do not want to be associated with that comment.
It's better than it's the okay. oven one.
I don't want to be associated with you either.
I went from comment to nod to her. That's awesome.
No, I guess another story is I finally got to see my brother and he lives.
What? Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
No.
I spent several hours with him.
That's awesome. When's he going to come up and be on the show again?
I don't know. I thought he was going to come up tomorrow. Or come tomorrow. Frick. He was going to come up yesterday, but he did not.
Gotcha.
But he did say something about next weekend, i.e. the 13th.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly coming.
Okay. And we do the
for
show
your birthday.
I told him that too, but he's
your birthday.
No, actually
crazy.
His reasoning was that he works Friday night, which is when our party might be. So he's like, I can't get off work.
Why can't he?
Because he just started the job.
He's not a. I thought he had a job for like a year now.
He got it in like January.
He can ask off.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
No, wait. No. It's worse than GTM. That sounds bad. It's worse. it's just a really shitty job that like people have been asking off and they have potential of being fired while they're gone.
Well, that's crazy.
So he's
maybe
not really
maybe
sure
he should get a better job.
He's trying to. But
did you tell him that I could get him a job tomorrow at GTM?
Yeah, but he's in a year lease at his place. He's there until like January.
Sad that I understood you. Scary.
It takes practice.
It does.
It takes time.
Our listeners are like,
huh? What?
Okay. So, Trevor, come be on the show.
And he listens to my blog, which I already told you, but
he
I think it's great.
He listens to your blog.
He watches. He reads. He does
it's
it
an
all.
Book.
He does it all, okay? He reads my blog. He was going to comment, but apparently
there's
decided
an app
not
for
to.
That, apparently.
Too much effort.
And, he may or may not be making a playlist or helping me with my playlist.
There
but I'll
go.
Believe that when I see it.
This playlist that is supposed to happen in 3 weeks.
Yes, it will happen before November.
Before November?
I need a deadline, otherwise I won't meet.
Okay. Also, I've gotten a lot of letters about this. I'm not reading any of them, but I want to address them right here. Let's address them right now.
What?
Are we going to take a 2-month-long break through November and December?
We don't intend to. If it happens, it happens. I'm sorry.
So, in other words, yes.
It's not planned.
It's a possibility.
It's a large
possibility. It may or may not happen, considering Thanksgiving is involved in that.
And you go into food comas.
Yeah.
Well, I'm thinking traveling. It probably won't, because like I said, 8 shows. So, this one better be on there. I'm going to whip Katrina with a knife. I'm going to put a knife on the end of a whip.
Anyway. Ew.
Yeah, it'll hurt. Ew. Yep. Anyway. Yes. You think lactose-free cows feel the same?
No.
What if I had a lactose-free cow leather couch?
Just the whole idea makes me, like, cringe.
Really?
Yes.
That's weird.
She has something against lactose intolerant people, I guess.
She has something against genetic engineering.
It's more than genetic engineering.
It's so weird to me that you're like creeped out by genetic engineering.
I mean, they mix around sperms and shit to get like superior cows.
I know that. Yeah. I know that.
And that's okay with you?
No.
I mean, okay. Because that's essentially the same thing.
Because I don't like, I mean, there's one thing if you breed two superior cows together. It's another when you like specifically take this sperm and these eggs and like, which is essentially the same, but like
well, you know that's
implant
how,
them in all the other cows.
You know that's
like,
how
that just,
dogs, like different breeds of dogs were created, right?
Yeah. Like we really need all those little like
Lucy's.
Cockapoos.
Yeah. I was trying to find the more ridiculous names.
That's a pretty
or like
ridiculous
the freaking,
one.
Like apricot and the plum together, which is what would they call it?
Plum to cot.
And then they've got an apricot and a
is
plum.
Aprium.
There's a grapple.
Yeah. And then they've got the apricot mm-hmm. and the plum, but it's more like an apricot. So then it's like apricot.
Do you say apricot or apricot?
Apricot.
Yeah. Minorities. Yep.
Must be a southern thing too. Apparently I say a lot of fruit names weird, so I'm not allowed to speak about that.
Say pear.
Pear.
Okay. I don't know any more fruit. I mean, What did she say weird? Which one is it? Say it.
I don't say strawberry like an American.
What do you
say? Strawberry.
That's not Burry. Weird.
It's strawberry.
It's a strawberry.
It's sophisticated. It's
it is.
That's why I always say advertisement.
Pinkies up, bitches.
Yeah, but you scoff at my directional.
Yeah, she calls a blinker a directional. Can we all agree right now that that's weird?
Yes.
I've never heard that
it's
one.
It's the proper name for it.
No, it's not.
It's a blinker.
It's a blinker.
It blinks.
What do you call a thing you put a baby in and push it?
A stroller?
A tram?
Well, no, they call them buggies.
That's
no,
what
they
it
do
is.
Call
that's
them buggies.
We call them in Britain. They're buggies.
This Leah is from jolly old England.
Liverpool, to be exact.
Shipbuilder's daughter. Okay, let's take our second break, shall we?
Okay.
And we're going to come back with search terms and listener letters. Katrina's Woo-hoo! Favorite part.
Letters!
The only reason she comes
letters!
To the show is for the letters.
Letters!
It makes me want to wag my tail when it comes, I want to
mail!
This is life.
Oh my god.
We're actually going to do search terms first.
No!
We are. We're going to do the search terms first.
Okay.
I'm
Yay!
Sorry.
I just wanted to surprise you and be like, bam!
You know what's up now?
This night
Patented
is
fade out.
Wild, so calm.
She's going to give you a really surprised. No, keep singing.
Pen and fade out.
From self control. Your legs. <are
smooth. laughs> All right.
Okay, search terms.
What do you think? Once every 6 months we do these?
Not even.
Nah. I would say it's probably even more than that.
Yeah.
Considering we
Let's
took a break.
6 months in show time.
Sure.
Yeah, that makes them more sense.
So these are all the terms that people will search on the Googles.
On the Googles.
To
on
get to duo.com, our website. I'll read the top 10, and then I read the ones that are fun. So the top 10. Number one. Shocker, beautiful monsters.
Oh,
still
yeah,
at the top.
Always. That's really
time.
Weird. This throws me off.
It's a podcast he used to do.
Yeah, it's a very popular podcast I used to do.
It's because of Twilight.
It's the reason we're around right now, I'll be honest with you. But anyway. Number two, shockingly, Matthew Riddle. People
oh,
still
Beaver.
People still Google him to figure
Beaver.
Him out. There's no way to figure
you
him
can't.
Out.
You can't. It's impossible.
Number three is funny sketches. Obviously, they come and they're disappointed. Number four is crazy drunk people. Obviously, they come and they're very happy. Describes all of our shows. Number five is dude sweet.
I don't get that. That was on there last time.
Yeah,
dude
I don't understand.
Dude sweet.
It's in the top five. It is number five. Number six, deaf.
Deaf. Where does that
We
even
did have? Talk about deaf people.
Well,
once.
I'm thinking
I
that
don't remember
there's
that.
Also a show called Tone Deaf. That could be the reason that people get to this thing. I don't.
That's.
But it's yeah. not about deaf people in any way, and it's one of the worst shows ever made. Colby would agree. Seven, crazy facts about life.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I guess. Number eight, beautiful werewolves.
Beautiful.
No.
I believe
no.
when they search that, all they get is
no.
pictures of me with my
no.
shirt off. Number nine is Monisa, another person you can Google all day and you'll
really?
Never figure out. Never figure it out.
This has yeah. nothing to do with us.
That's right. It's all beautiful monsters. And number 10, creative book reports, which is also about beautiful monsters.
No.
So there you go. Now the fun ones.
That was stupid. That was dumb. Why did we do it?
We're going to the fun ones now. Be quiet.
Now here's the fun ones.
Okay.
Real radioactive spiders. somehow brings people to Duo.com.
Great.
Don't understand that one at all. Gross jelly beans.
That doesn't make sense.
That one makes sense because there's a what to read, or not a what to read, where it's at.
Oh, okay.
Episode about gross jelly beans.
Okay.
Sad letters to boyfriend.
Katrina.
Sad letters to boyfriend. I didn't make any letters.
I know, but it makes sense somehow in my head.
It does.
In my head, too.
Dewey Cox, you don't want no part of this. It's another search term that randomly brings people to Duo.com.
I don't know why.
Don't get that one. Sarah and Whitney, obviously. Stupid teenagers. Must be talking about Chris. Wait, she's not a teenager anymore.
I'm not
anymore.
A teenager anymore.
What now?
Must be talking about Colby. T-Max, which is the Michael and Colby show.
No.
Yeah. T-Sams, which is the Seth and Matt show. Colby Cast, people looking up Colby. And now, for the best ones.
Okay. I'm afraid.
From the least best to the best best.
Least best to the best best.
Katrina Carr. People still want to know what you drive. They asked last time. Still
they
don't know.
They ask what I drive?
And they told you. No, that was on the last list. Katrina Carr. And you told them what you drove.
That's true.
They still want to know, Katrina. Tell them again.
I think it's about Katrina. Are you with cars?
Yeah. Her car's name is Leonidas.
That's true.
Yep. Leonidas.
I tell people that all the time. It's great.
It's badass.
I like
welcome.
It. I know.
Wrangler jeans at Walmart. Still pimping the Wrangler jeans.
No, I don't. I've never. Okay, I've had a pair of. That was before I could buy my own jeans, though. It's not fair. It doesn't count. It doesn't count.
What brand of jeans are you wearing now?
I'm not wearing jeans.
She's wearing yoga pants.
Yeah, you're not.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
I wear silver, by the way.
Okay. Those are acceptable brand.
Thank you.
For hobos. No, I'm joking.
Excuse you, they're expensive.
They are.
Yeah.
Katrina, Halloween costume.
Yes!
People want to see you in a Halloween costume.
They might this year.
Yep. I don't know what that means.
I need monies for that.
What's that mean?
Malia found me a costume.
But why are they going to see you
really
in
really
it?
Stereotypical.
Because I could post it on Facebook.
What is it, like a Nazi?
It's
hi-yo.
Close. I don't have it on this one. It was on the other phone.
It's either like one of those beer girls at Oktoberfest or it's something with Lederhosen.
Gotcha. I would love to see you in Lederhosen.
Carrying a dachshund.
Be the greatest.
Eating a pretzel. With the
with lots and lots of crowd on it.
Yes.
Yep.
Gross.
And then the best one. Maybe of all time.
I'm not okay with this.
Katrina Hot Leg.
Why is it again singular?
You and your short.
Can we see your hot leg on the video right now?
Nope.
No, you should request it, people.
Yeah. Send us emails about how you want to see Katrina's hot
got
leg.
Some hot legs.
Send Woo-hoo. That in. Yeah.
Just one. Just one. The other's a little defective.
Now it's time for Katrina's favorite things.
No one's supposed to tell anyone. I'm sorry, man.
Now you get to say it.
Mail time!
Very good.
Here's the mail, it never fails. It makes me want to wag my tail. When it comes, I want to wag mail! You're stupid, and you can no longer be a part of the show.
Chris just left to watch Castle. It's not acceptable.
It's not acceptable at all.
It's not acceptable. We're going to have to beat her later with a whip.
You can beat her later with a whip.
That's not
happening. I don't want to know what goes on there.
Jack says, oh, ditzy Katrina. How you live your life day to day, I do not know.
Ditzy? That's true.
You love K-State sports, but don't know the rules? You think the football teams change sides every quarter? That's hilarious.
And high school does. I did figure that one out.
What games/games are you watching?
High school! I went to every single high school football game. Every single one.
Does Onega have enough people to play football with?
They almost did not.
They have to put animals on the field.
They almost had to run 8-man my senior year.
They put sheep on the field and give the other team feed for it.
The linemen are cows.
Genetically engineered cows.
You guys are dumb. Go sit over there. I don't want to be near you no more. Covering my shot.
I like that she's on the show. This is good for me. Someone else to beat up on you with. I'm not outnumbered.
You're not outnumbered. It's just I'm three times as outnumbered now.
Yeah, because Chris is good at
Chris
it.
Chris is, yeah.
Oh, Katrina.
Jack continues. Also, you missed your pocket with the phone? Hysterical. Maybe you should look when you put things away.
I did. I was texting during that whole damn game, and the one time and let go, I'm like, that's not my pocket.
And you buy a new phone that's not an iPhone because you're on some rinky-dink cellular provider? Come
I don't on want
now.
An iPhone. Keep
iPhones
that in mind.
IPhones are lame.
I expect
iPhones
better.
Are for hipsters and conformists.
That's me.
Droid Nation, bitches.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Just like to point out, there are more droids than there are iPhones, so technically you guys would be the conformists.
Duh.
Dad's in IT and says iPhones are shit. So.
That's true.
I mean, if a Middle Eastern man tells you, it must be true.
Yeah, that's. I always take my advice from Middle Eastern IT people. I don't actually know any people.
What is wrong with your phone?
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, I have been enjoying your blog, though. So aww, there's that.
Thanks, Jack.
Talk more about your ditziness.
It's an everyday thing. You just have to experience it. I can't fill you in any more than that.
P.S.
Oh, God. There's more?
I feel like I'm being harsh, so I wasn't going to mention this originally.
But you think I'm cute.
You're so sexy. No.
Oh, whoa.
But I looked at a map of Manhattan where the stadium is.
Yep.
And there looks to be no seats on the ends of the field, which means that you were never facing an end zone. The team was either to your left or to your right.
I was on the 30-yard line.
Which means that Bramlage was to your left or to your right. Which makes Seth's semi-complicated question.
Bramlage was behind me.
Wait, when you're sitting at a
and
football game?
And to my left.
Yeah, Bramlage is to her left if she's sitting at a football game. Or right.
In the student section?
Like corner. No, it's directly to your left.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like behind you.
It's directly to your left.
Oh, shut up. Continue.
This guy Google mapped the stadium.
He's a creeper, so just move on, okay?
He's way too obsessed with like making you wrong.
He's going to stalk me.
Which
now
makes Seth's semi-complicated question not complicated at all to anyone who knows Manhattan. Ha 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 ha. I love you, Katrina.
I don't like you right now.
No, he loves you.
So you can just go away. Go away.
Here we go. Let's make one that makes fun of both of us. How about that?
Okay. I'll
Rachel says, you fell for the obviously fake Honey Boo Boo Twitter account.
Oh, God.
You really think a child who can barely speak would be tweeting semi-witty one-liners? Right. Also, she's 7. You were both wrong.
Here comes onset diabetes.
Okay, did I tell you? A thumb.
The human thumb.
The human thumb.
She has a big-ass thumb.
She is.
No, so I don't know if I told you this, but I saw, like, it was something that someone retweeted from her, because I don't follow her, because that would be dumb. And it said that she had a date with her bed, and she's like, yeah, we're totally going to sleep together. And I'm like, really? It's just dumb.
Anyway, this person thinks that we're stupid for thinking that was real.
I like Glitzy. That's okay. Glitzy's my pig. I like my pig.
Actually, it's more muffled when she talks.
Yeah, you got to put your hand over your mouth. That's actually pretty good.
God, I hate that.
She's
child.
A great impressionist.
Thank you.
She's a great impressionist.
Why do you think I keep her around?
That's what I do.
She makes me laugh.
Yeah, that's what you keep her.
She's my amusement. She's my little pet.
Gotcha. Now I know why you don't hang out with me, because you have someone equally as funny around you all the time.
Equally? I'd beg to differ.
Well, now I've got to kill her. So I'm the only funny one you know.
And then it becomes a hate crime.
That's true.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, you know that Trevor ain't funny. He ain't going to make you laugh. Your dog ain't coming out of the cage. She can't make you laugh. I can't kill
it
Malia,
does when
though.
I put her back in.
She laughs like a person, though, if that helps.
That's true.
What?
Yeah.
Your dog laughs
she
goes, like a person?
She makes noises. It's really funny.
That's so genetically engineered cows freak you out, but your dog laughs like a person doesn't?
Nope.
Okay.
It's totally normal.
I'll just accept that. Okay. Now one that makes fun of me.
Yay!
Colin, let that be a lesson to you, Seth. You can't chug 3 beers and expect to be fine. Also, hard liquor and beer, then chugging, then more hard liquor? Oh man, what a retarded badass. I love you, Seth, and I'd pay $5 for that drunk show y'all did. I bet that'd be the funniest thing ever.
It was
your
love
the show. Yep, I did. I went way too hamf that night.
Hamf.
I went hamf into a throw-up bucket.
Hamf.
Cheryl says, I love how Katrina stopped Seth in his track during what matters to me and hijacked his story, especially when she stopped him. At 10 a.m., police were called. Because that could be anything. Katrina didn't know for sure what his story was going to be about, but I love that she interrupted him anyway.
I don't remember.
Hilarious. I freaking love your show! It was in all caps, you know?
That's really cool.
That's nice. It's nice of you thinking.
I don't remember interrupting your story.
You did. I went back and listened after she sent that in. And I totally said just that. Yesterday, at 10 a.m., police were called. And you go, oh man, this story. Like, it literally could have been anything.
No, that's because Krista told me the day before about it.
But you didn't know I was going to read it.
I had a pretty good inkling.
Well, you were right, obviously.
Obviously.
Still, it could have been anything.
It could have been anything. But been guess anything. What? It wasn't.
That's right.
It was exactly what I thought
it was. It was exactly what you thought it was going to be, which makes me angry.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Not really.
Anyway, let's mute Chris because she's not even out here anymore.
She's lame. Should have done a whole bunch of emails making fun of her.
Someone's phone is ringing.
It might be my Cowboys update.
Yeah.
How they doing?
They're losing.
It is
7-10 Bears.
Dough no,
Bears.
They're not that far behind.
It's at halftime. Dough Bears. It's okay. We'll come back, kick their asses.
There you go. Anyway, we'll be back too.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
We should just kick Chris off and make Malia the new co-host.
Meow.
That'd be awesome, except I it's want my you to do your own show. So yeah. Meow. We'll be right back.
Meow.
This is Life.
Hot. Welcome back to Life, final segment. This is the segment
where we sell the show,
where we do all the shameless plugs. It's our favorite part.
Favorite part.
So, if you don't watch us live on Sundays at 2 p.m. Central Time,
as of now,
you miss out on Duo Radio, which is a super fun-filled hour of music.
Brand, and shindigs between
and stuff that you songs. Guys don't witness because it's not audible. But we talk up a lot of records and we tell a lot of funny jokes. So if you're not watching live, the only way to get that is to buy it along with this show, commercial free, uncensored,
high
and in high
quality.
Definition with the video.
Oh, yeah,
totally
video.
Worth it. It's only $1.29 to get the video.
The video makes it worth it.
The video is totally worth it because we do a lot of funny things on the video, only for the video people.
And people, yeah, because you just don't understand. Because like, if I do some funny, crazy arm movement or thingy,
it does add to the show. It absolutely does.
And because I mean, you feel like you miss out because then we end up talking about it and you don't see it, so it's like, what happened?
And it only costs $1.29 to figure out what it is, and you don't have to download any giant files. It's all on YouTube. You just go and you get it, and it's super easy. And it's $1.29.
A dollar to make.
Plus, you get all the content that's edited out because of the. I heard it because of the. Of the naughty language.
The naughty words.
The naughty words.
The words that we cannot say.
Nautical Nonsense.
That's the name of my R&B group in the 80s.
Which one?
Nautical Nonsense.
I thought that was a SpongeBob thing.
It might be.
It is.
I spelled it with a K. Anyway. Also, we do, every third segment, we do listener letters. Email us
letters!
There. life@duo.com. Make Katrina happy. Don't talk bad about her. This week, let's describe Katrina's beauty. Let's do that. The best email about Katrina's beauty will get read on the air.
Oh my god, no. Don't do that.
It's going to be the best.
You're just inviting creepers.
I know. Well, she wasn't happy that one guy mocked her, so now we're going to get people to elate her about her beauty. Talk about it.
If you buy the show, you get her address.
Talk about it. You're going to get all these.
Her phone number.
Yeah. I will personally email you Katrina's phone number if you buy this episode. Not really.
But seriously.
Katrina's phone number will really be emailed to you.
This is gonna be bad. It's gonna be like how hideous you are and you're ugly and go away.
That's not gonna be the case. They're gonna be beautiful. I'm sure I'll get those, but I'll delete them.
Well, yeah, okay.
It'll probably be addressed to
you. You're
me
only
anyway.
Gonna read the nice ones.
Yeah. Talk about how beautiful Katrina is. That's what we want. Every letter, that's what we're gonna read about. Also, read Katrina's blog, speaking
I
of
have
her.
A blog.
At duo.com/blog, click on Katrina's Life and you can see all of her updates.
I need to update that.
And
it's coming.
The best thing you can do for us is tell your friends.
Yep.
That is the number one thing you can do to help us out, is just tell your friends about our show and listen. We'll see you guys live next week, Sunday at 2 p.m. Central for Duo Radio. It's not even a full week if you're watching us live.
Yeah,
it's
true.
It's 6 days.
Don't.
We can't even say next week.
In
well,
six
actually,
days.
Technically we can because Sunday's the beginning of the week.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Monday's the beginning.
No, on a calendar, Sunday is.
I don't care what the calendar says.
The calendar starts on
my
Monday,
week
and
does
Dirk
not
Nowitzki's
work.
Retired.
My week does not start until
Dirk Nowitzki's
I go
not
to work.
Retired.
Well, technically, you'll go to work on Sunday now because you're working here.
Get it? But on dunch.
Great. I'm glad you guys both did the same voice. That's awesome. Also, buy the Life shirt. It's hilarious. Shirts. Help feed Katrina's dog.
My doggie.
Yes, help feed her dog. It's a great shirt.
She needs foods.
Yes, she does.
She has treats. She has treats.
And Malia isn't there all the time to feed her, so yeah, we got to help that dog out. So thanks for listening. Thanks for watching, Malia. Thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, it's been
Chris, thanks
fun.
For leaving in the middle of the show to go watch Castle.
Lame. She's going to get booted out. It's okay. She's going to get replaced. Replacement.
Yeah. Now we know how to get rid of her. We should move the show to 9 o'clock on Mondays. And then she couldn't be here.
Yeah, if it was up in New York, would be really mad.
Who cares? It's worth it. Let's do that.
Anyway. Okay. Done.
Anyway.
Show meeting.
Thanks a lot for watching. Thanks a lot for listening. We'll see you guys on Sunday.
See you in 6 days.
Bye.
Bye.
This is Life. La da da dee da 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 da. La da da dee da 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 da. La da da dee da da.